Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and to you too.
Dear listeners, Brother Miqdad is Islamic researcher and teacher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always. All right, so we had been talking about some pros and cons that we can teach to our teenagers about social media. We discussed about pros, we discussed about some of the cons, and there were some of the cons that were still remaining. We talked about the wastage of time, we talked about deliberate self-esteem, feeling less productive due to the usage of social media. What else can we teach to our teenagers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, in relation to this correlation between social media usage and a serious decrease in self-esteem, we talked about the feeling of being unproductive, feeling no results. Another reason why this happens is having false role models or this idea that we compare ourselves with others.
Okay.
This can be in the field of the physical body, so body image and how we look. We compare our looks with others. We compare our beauty with others, our body shape with others, but also role models in other spheres, so how much people have gained more money, what do they do in their lives, what they've achieved, etc., etc. This creates fake goals in our lives, fake and false aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do this comparison, it leads us to feel very negative about ourselves, because always we look at the positive. Obviously, social media, a lot of time, especially when it comes to influencers and the people who are the authorities over this, the social media.
Okay.
They portray an image, an idea out there that most people can't achieve, you can say, right? And so this leads us to have an ideal in our mind to think, okay, this is what my body should look like. This is how beautiful I should be, or this is how much money I should be earning, or this is kind of the reputation, the fame I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't have all of this, and I've seen it in other people on social media, I feel really bad about myself. I feel that I'm not worthy. I feel that I can't do it. I feel that I'm not good enough, and that nobody loves me.
Yeah.
Because I compare myself to people who have 100,000 followers, and I only have 2,000. So this leads to an extreme level of negative self-esteem.
And you know, when there are some advertisements about some work, like if some people are working and then they are posting, then they're comparing. And then when you as a viewer are seeing all those things, like I saw many women going towards like to go for microneedling or other stuff without the fact that they were in need of this, like this kind of treatment. Like those who had very good and fair skin and without any, without any scars, even those went and for microneedling and other kind of treatments, which are like laser treatments or other beauty treatments. So this is all because of that lowered self-esteem that the social media has caused.
Yes, that's all right.
I think there are more cons we can talk about, and we definitely get ourselves educated about the cons. first as parents, and then only we can educate our teenagers about these cons so that they can make more productive use out of it and they can like actually not waste their time. Brother, I'll continue the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about the cons of social media and how can we guide our teenagers about that. Yes, brother.
So this self-esteem is a very important discussion, because today you find teenagers, girls and boys going through depression, going through anxiety, affecting their lives, being affected by how they see and how they perceive themselves, how they see their achievements and their goals in lives. And this is very much tampered by social media and what they see on social media. And so this is a very important negative point about social media, because it gives us ideals out there. It makes us compare with others without us thinking about our own circumstance, thinking about our own conditions, thinking about what really is ideal in our life, and which is the true perfection that we need to achieve.
I also was going through one of the studies which showed that the jealousy factor that increases in people is because of the excessive use of social media. Because mostly people, whenever they post about like the happy life, or they pretend to be happy, or they give good poses. They mostly do not pose about the sad things or upsetting things that are happening in their lives. And you as a viewer, when you're viewing them, you are comparing the upset part of your life with the better part they are posting. So this contributes to jealousy, and that factor develops within you unconsciously.
Exactly. In addition to that is this whole concept and idea of being narcissistic, right?
Okay.
Social media makes us very narcissistic. Narcissistic means that we are very much concerned about ourselves only.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you post photos of ourselves with plenty of filters. This idea of self-love, we're obsessed of receiving praise,
mm-hmm.
right? You find that today teenagers, they're obsessed with, say something about me, tell me I look good, give me a thumbs up, give me a like,
comment
forward
about
my image.
Me.
I'll put loads of different images of myself just to get this kind of praise from people. And these are usually very fake praise. Nowadays, if you put a thumbs up on a social media, or if you put a like, it really doesn't mean anything. It's very fake. Even if you don't like it, you'll still, or as I say, even if you're not laughing, you'll still say lol, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't laughing at all, but
you'll still write it.
You'll still write it. Yeah. So these are all fake praise that we're so thirsty for because of this love that we have for ourselves. And this self-love at an exaggerated way is extremely negative, because it's empty. It's a bubble. It's a false bubble, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever something happens in our life, suddenly a challenge comes, suddenly somebody says something to us, or suddenly we're faced with a difficult moment, this bubble pops, and this leads us to depression. This leads us to
anxiety,
being suicidal, and et cetera, et cetera.
giving up with life, actually.
Exactly.
Yes, that's happening so much, actually, with our teenagers. And what can we do to help that? And what are more cons? We'll talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we're talking about the cons of social media and how we can educate our teenagers about these cons. Yes, Brother, you said that self-esteem is a really, really big discussion. And social media is doing a lot to lower that self-esteem.
So I suggest that you check out studies about the relationship between social media and stress, anxiety, depression, obesity, eating disorder, etc., etc. And you'll see the different correlations out there. Another negative about social media and how it impacts our lives is that social media leads to decrease in social skills. So you find that many of our youth, teenagers, are very much talking to people at a social level, at a social media level. But when it comes for them to talk and have the maturity to have a conversation with elders in a work environment or in a different
professional
setup,
way.
Exactly. They lack the social skill. They lack the ability and the maturity to be able to, and I'm not just saying just having a conversation, even that is there as well. Some youth can't even have a proper conversation.
Okay.
But they lack the maturity to how to deal with conversation, how to deal with people on a real basis.
Okay.
I remember there are certain teens that would tell me that I can't even make a phone call, right? I'd rather text. I'll do everything by text and WhatsApp messages, but I can't make a phone call.
All right.
And these are not kids, these are 16, 18-year-olds. So
teenagers.
It's exactly. So social media has an impact on the way we have our interaction. But even worse than all this is that when it comes to true social relationship, so for example, in a marriage setup or relationship as from fathers and children, so for these teenagers in the future that they want to build families, very poor social ability to have relationship because of social media, because we're so used to this, because youth are so used to this type of relationship that we have on social media, which is a very fake, very shallow, very distant relationship, right? Because you can't build a true relationship on social media. The human being requires physical relationship. And the relationship that we have on social media is a very fake one, a very shallow one. It doesn't have any maturity to it. It's just at the level of a few words or a few sentences. You don't build.
You really even mean that sometimes.
Yeah, you can't rely on a person on social media. You can't build a family on social media. Obviously, there's. I'm not going to discuss the social aspect of it, but it's quite clear that. And so, individuals that spend so much time on this, for them to then grow up and have the ability to build a true relationship is difficult, and they struggle building a true relationship, true physical relationship, because of this time that they spend on social media and this how they've adapted to this
kind of environment.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there seems to be a lot like where teenagers struggle, be that in terms of conversation, be that acting mature, be that like being productive, be that time management. It seems that teenagers are lacking everywhere because of the cons. And educating them more about cons, it seems to be more important. Inshallah, I'll continue the discussion with you in next session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Until another session. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.